What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of BWT. I'm your host, Teddy. And today, we are going to recap games 1 and 2 of the ALCS and then give you a little preview on game 3 happening Wednesday night. Before we get into that, make sure you guys are liking this video, commenting on this video, sharing this video. Make sure you guys are clicking the link in the description to become a member of the Refuse to Lose community. There are three levels. There's Pro, All-Star, and Superstar. Every level comes with different perks. If you guys want to join any of the Instagram chats, we have MLB, NFL, NBA mixed in with WNBA, college basketball mixed in with women's college basketball. We've got a college football chat. We have a combat chat, which is a combination of boxing, UFC, and WWE. Make sure you guys are clicking the link in the description to become a member of the community. And make sure you guys are hitting that sub button. We're getting closer to our goal every day. And also make sure you guys are tuning into the other shows in the network. We have the Refuse to Lose show with Dave, Tomo, and Joe. You got BWT here with me. You've got CTC, Carl Talking College. You've got FFC, Fantasy Football with Coombs. You've got the Joe Jordan show. And you have Dave's Doghouse. We are working hard to give you guys all the news that you need for sports right now. We want to be a place where you can find everything, all sports related, with one click of the button. So make sure you guys are tuning in to all the other shows to make sure that you are filled in with all news sports related. Let's get into game one. We've got the scoring getting started with Jonah Heim RBI single in the top of the second. And then Leody Tavares hits a solo home run to make it 2-0 on a Justin Verlander curveball. He hung it, and you know what they say. You hang them, we bang them. And that was the only scoring that happened in game one. The final score was 2-0. Some notables, you have the winning pitcher was Jordan Montgomery, ex-Yankee. He went 6 1/3 of an inning, letting up 5 hits, no earned runs, 1 walk, 6 Ks. And in those 6 Ks, he struck out Yordan Alvarez 3 times. He has a 2.08 ERA. The losing pitcher was Verlander. He pitched 6 2/3 of an inning, giving up 6 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. That brings his ERA to a 1.42. And Leclerc gets the save. He throws 1 inning of no-hit baseball, no earned runs, 1 strikeout, bringing his ERA to a 1.50 in the postseason, giving him his second save this postseason. And the Rangers continue to stay hot, 6-0 after game one. In the postseason, they have yet to lose. Who knows when that's going to happen. Let's get into game two. You've got pitching matchup between a couple aces, Nathan Eovaldi and Framber Valdez. Earlier in my baseball chat, I said that Valdez did not look good against the Twins, so I didn't think he was going to look good today, and I was right. In the top of the first, there was an error by Valdez that ended up bringing in a run. The Rangers go up 1-0, and then Adolis Garcia hits an RBI single to go up 2-0. Mitch Garver hits an RBI single to go up 3-0, and Nathaniel Lowe hits an RBI single to go up 4-0. And then in the bottom of the second, Yordan Alvarez continues to stay red hot, hitting his fifth home run of the postseason. Solo shot to make it 4-1. Jonah Heim comes up in the top of the third and hits a solo home run to make it 5-1. Then in the bottom of the third, Alex Bregman comes up and hits a solo home run to go to make the score 5-2. And then in the bottom of the fifth, Astros had bases loaded, nobody out. You had Yonder Diaz, Jose Altuve, and Alex Bregman come up to the plate. Yonder Diaz strikes out on a curveball on a 2-2 pitch. And then Altuve comes up. He also strikes out on a dirty slider. Yovaldi threw probably his best slider of the best splitter of the night on that pitch to strike him out. And then the next batter, Bregman, grounds out to third to end the inning. Astros come up with no runs in that inning. They were threatening, but Eovaldi did what he had to do to shut them down and keep them off the scoreboard in that inning. But in the bottom of the sixth, Michael Brantley hits an RBI double to make it 5-3. And then Yordan Alvarez just, again, he just continues to stay red hot. His sixth home run of the postseason, a solo shot to make it 5-4, which was the final score. Yordan Alvarez has 6 home runs in 6 games so far for the Astros. If I'm the Rangers, I'm not pitching to this man. The only time that I'm pitching to him is if we're up like 3, 4, maybe 5 runs and there's nobody on base, right? To where a solo shot really can't hurt you. But again, that can give the team some momentum. So I would tread lightly against this guy, man. He just turns up in the off season, in the postseason. He's one of the better hitters right now that's been going on. This postseason he's just going crazy. I really can't even put it into words. As you can tell, I was fumbling right there. But, your winning pitcher was Nathan Eovaldi. He threw 6 innings, giving up 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 1 walk, 9 Ks, and allowing 2 home runs, 1 to Alvarez and 1 to Alex Bregman. His ERA is now a 2.29. The losing pitcher was obviously Framber Valdez. He only threw 2 innings and 2 2/3 of an inning, giving up 7 hits, 4 earned runs, 1 walk, 6 Ks, giving up 1 home run. His ERA is now an 11.57. And Leclerc comes in for his third save of the postseason. He comes in after Chapman comes in the eighth and allows that home run to Alvarez. He comes in, throws 1 1/3 of an inning, giving up no hits and no earned runs for his third save of the postseason. There were a couple outs in that ninth inning to where the Astros flew out to the warning track. Jeremy Peña took a high fastball to right field to the warning track. Adolis Garcia was able to chase it down and make the play. And then the last out of the game, Jose Altuve comes up and he hit a deep fly ball again to the warning track for the final out. So I would say that these Astros hitters are on him right now. So again, tread lightly. These guys are the defending champs, so you have to show them some type of respect when it comes to who to pitch to, when to pitch to them, and stuff like that. Let's get into game three on Wednesday night. The Rangers are up 2-0 in the series. They take the first two games in Houston. They still have not lost in the postseason. They're 7-0. Again, who knows when they're going to lose. Game three, we've got Christian Javier. He's 1-0 in the postseason right now with a 0 ERA, and he is going up against Max Scherzer, making his postseason debut. He was left off of the division series because of an injury, but he was able to do rehab, and now he's able to come in and pitch game three. And they also got Jonah Gray, or Joe Gray. I'm not sure about his first name, but they got Gray. I think he's gonna go game four for the Rangers. So their starting rotation is pretty set for this series. I think I said it in the beginning, Rangers in seven. And I think the Astros come out swinging, next game three. I know Scherzer, he's dealt with injuries the past couple seasons. I know he's going to be amped to pitch game three with a chance to go up 3-0 in this series. It's going to be fun. Make sure you have your popcorn ready because you don't want to miss this. That's all we've got for you guys today. Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.